It is 7:40, and that means it is time for Cinema Chat. And as always, sitting in, well, not always, but almost always, sitting in for Cinema Chat is Mr. Russ Collins, CEO of Michigan Theater. I'm going to read all your titles. So you're the CEO of Michigan Theater, you're the director of the Art House Convergence, and you're the founder of the Cinetopia Festival. And that's one of the major reasons that you're here today. Good morning. Welcome, Russ.
That's right. Yesterday, we had a big press conference in Detroit to kick off Cinetopia, which is actually coming June 4th through 8th.
So did you clear that with the president?
The president did throw a little bit of a wrench in our
You know, that's interesting. Focus. You should probably talk to Barry's people first before you do these press conferences so you can get your schedules in line. I'm sure he would have moved his visit till tomorrow if he had known that you were going to do the Cinetopia.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's get the word out now. What did you talk about yesterday at the press conference? What should people know?
Well, we're expanding Cinetopia greatly in Detroit. This is the third year for Cinetopia. It started off in Ann Arbor with a festival that was, you know, modest in size, grew last year. We moved into Detroit and with our partner, the Detroit Film Theater, the Detroit Institute of Arts. And this year, because of a grant from the Knight Foundation, as well as support from Toyota and Masco and AT&T, who started off as one of our sponsors, our key sponsors, we're able to grow Cinetopia in Detroit. So we're going to use two venues in the Detroit Institute of Arts, the Charles Wright Museum, College for Creative Studies Auditorium, Cinema Detroit, which is a new art house theater that's on Cass Avenue in the old Burton School. We'll, of course, be here in Washtenaw County at the Michigan Theater, the State Theater, and on the University of Michigan campus at the Modern Language Building. We've also instituted a program of competition of Detroit filmmakers called Detroit Voices, and we're working with Allied Media Project, which is a terrific filmmaking and media project in Detroit. There'll be some prizes for filmmakers, for youth filmmakers and adult filmmakers. We're going to do some pop-up screenings in Detroit. We're also going to have a rooftop theater here in Ann Arbor.
That's cool.
On top of a parking structure, the Main Street parking structure. The pop-up screenings in Detroit are going to be called Cinema Circus, and they're going to be at Eastern Market and the New Center Park and the in Mexicantown and Ford Resource Engagement Center, and probably a couple of other places. And we're very proud to be working with the University of Michigan on a symposium on the independent filmmaker John Sayles, who's probably best known for the Return of the Secaucus 7, Eight Men Out, Matewan, Lone Star, and the University of Michigan has a collection of his materials. John Sayles and his producing and life partner Maggie are going to be here, as well as some of the featured players from his films. We'll also have about 100 filmmakers coming in from out of town with their films. There'll be a total of 45 different films, 100 different screenings, about half in Ann Arbor, half in Detroit. So it should be quite an event.
When do tickets go on sale?
Tickets are going to go on sale in early May,
okay.
On May the 9th, and Michigan Theater members, DIA members, and other organizations that are allied with the Cinetopia can get tickets a little bit in advance on the 3rd of May.
Where can we get those?
You can get those online at TicketWeb.
Okay.
We'll have another announcement with more details and more program details. We're still putting the program for Cinetopia together. But
there's a website for Cinetopia.
Yeah, go check it out, cinetopiafestival.org.
Okay.
Again, the dates are June 4th through 8th, so we're 9 weeks out, but mark it down on your calendar. And the thing that's frustrating about communicating how you should festival is people are used to going to movies based on whether they think they're going to like it before they see the movie. So
right.
They go, oh, I like this director, I like this cast, I like this kind of movie, so I'm going to go to it. And with a festival, the best thing to do, and you'll have a great time if you just do it, is just set aside the time. You say, I'm going to spend these 2 days at this festival, and then you just go to the films, and you discover stuff that is amazing. Again, there'll be lots of different kinds of things to see, documentaries, but they're mostly feature-length films. They're documentaries, they're narrative films, they're international films, they're English-language films. Very, very good collection. The best films from the world's best film festivals, again, June 4th through 8th.
CinetopiaFestival.org, right?
That's right. Next year, this year we're doing John Sayles with the University of Michigan Symposium. Next year, the symposium is going to be Orson Welles, and there's a story about Orson Welles' estate. His youngest daughter, nearly 30 years after Orson Welles' death. Again, Orson Welles was a filmmaker that probably best known for Citizen Kane, but a really gifted, when he was a very young man, got his start in Hollywood and did some amazing things. But his daughter decided she's not going to donate the rest of his estate pieces to a museum.
Why is that? Why not?
Well, she felt that he was, he was kind of a maverick guy, so this just seemed too traditional. So she's going to put the stuff on sale. Who knows? Maybe a museum or an academic institution will acquire the stuff. The University of Michigan has a really sizable collection of Welles' estate, and next year they'll put that on exhibition.
Any wooden sleds in that collection?
No wooden sleds. Okay. I'm pretty sure.
No rosebud. All right.
Well, if you haven't seen the Grand Budapest Hotel, you really need to check it out.
Yeah, he just walked out of the room. So let's pretend right now that you're hearing a wonderful clip from the Grand Budapest Hotel, and George yet again is, I've tap danced enough. There we go. Play the clip.
Why do you want to be a lobby boy?
Who wouldn't? At the Grand Budapest, sir.
And so my life began. Junior lobby boy in training under the strict command of Monsieur Gustave H. Many of the hotel's most valued and distinguished guests came for him.
I love you.
I love you.
You know, and just to note, that was about all of the previews that I could pull to play, because in the normal Wes Anderson style, there's a lot of adult language and adult content, but it looks incredible. I've watched a bunch of the previews this morning. It looks really good.
Yes, it's been playing. It opened last week when we were in the middle of the fun drive, so we didn't get to talk about it very much. But 90% of the critics love it. The audiences love it. It's doing great, great business. Wes Anderson creates kind of music box type movies. Mm-hmm. They're fanciful, and in this one, it's kind of candy colored. But it's got a great cast. It's a wonderful film. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. The lines were down the street at the State Theater.
Yeah, the last 30 seconds of the preview was basically just listing the well-known names and the ensemble cast. It was pretty incredible. It's a typical Wes Anderson kind of list, but some great names, and just on that alone. But it looks like an interesting, like a murder mystery / art heist / normal kind of crazy Wes Anderson story.
Set in the 1930s, yes. In Europe, yeah. When there was a lot of moment going on. Well, we're also opening at the Michigan Theater a film called The Face of Love, which stars Ed Harris and Annette Bening. It's also got Robin Williams and a few other folks in cameos. But it's about Annette Bening's character, whose husband, played by Ed Harris, had died 5 years previously. They had a wonderful relationship. And then she meets this gentleman who is a physical and to a certain degree personality doppelganger of her husband. She can't really believe this at first. He's got the same kind of deep lined face, the startling blue eyes, and she starts, they start romancing. She kind of keeps him away from their mutual friends because it's just kind of weird. But it's the way this story develops, the way the characters, and then great performances by great actors Ed Harris, Annette Bening, and the rest of the supporting cast.
Is he his normal, like, chiseled, manly self in this movie?
He is.
Okay, good. I love Ed Harris for being a man's man. That's a role that he seems to take on quite frequently.
Yeah, I mean, this is playing the 9th and the 11th through the 14th and the 17th, so it's not a consistent run like we frequently do, but go check it out. Great cast, interesting story, The Face of Love, playing the Michigan Theater this week. At the Multiplex, Captain America, the Winter Soldier plays.
He told me not to trust anyone. This is how it ends. Everything goes.
Looks like you're giving the orders now, Captain.
Damn right.
I think everything that Samuel Jackson says is sassy.
Yeah.
He's like, you're giving the orders now.
And our friend Robert Redford is actually in this
yes,
film as well.
Yes, interesting. The cynical leader of S.H.I.E.L.D.
That's right. And this film has actually gotten very positive reviews. Again, 92% positive reviews.
Cool.
The Hollywood Reporter says that Marvel takes the bold step of reducing the CGI, the computer graphics, to a relative minimum in favor of reviving the pleasure of hard-driving old-school action, surprising character development, and intriguing suspense.
When cutting down that preview this morning to get to that clip, it was 2.5 minutes. I think that was all of the dialogue in the preview. The rest of it was startling music and gunshots and people running around and car crashes and stuff. So, it looks like good, typical action fare, but it definitely
absolutely
seems seems like it's a little more deep than what you'd expect, and I think that's why people are liking it.
Yeah, it's called Captain America, the Winter Soldier, and Steve Rogers, who's otherwise known as Captain America, is living quietly in Washington, D.C., but there's cataclysmic events that happen in New York. They pull him back in. He gets together with his other S.H.I.E.L.D. colleagues, but they come under attack, and he's embroiled in some intrigue. He joins forces with the Black Widow. Now, I think Marvel folks know these folks better than I do. And then they get a new colleague, a new ally, the Falcon, and they go out to try to save the world,
all right,
as they usually do. But again, the reviews are pretty good on this. Lots of stuff to go see. Our Hitchcock series continues with the silent film, The Farmer's Wife, and then Rope, his first color film. Go check that out. And if you haven't seen Particle Fever, a documentary on the Hadrian Super Collider that's in Switzerland, go check it out. It is a lot of fun.
I wish we had another hour to sit here and chat, Russ.
Absolutely.
Michigan Theater, what's the website?
Michtheater.org.
Okay.
MICHTHEATER.org.